Czech singer Lucie Kostelecka fell for the charm of South African music during her stay in that country several years ago. Lucie even studied singing with South African teachers. And when she returned home after 3 years, she decided to bring the songs by the acclaimed singer and human rights activist Miriam Makeba to Czech audiences. On Saturday, she performed at the Africa Day held at Prague's Riverside Žluté Lázně. Unfortunately, it was a cold and drizzly day, but when I sat down with Lucie, she told me it had been a great show, despite the rain.
It was very, very nice, because it was quite bad weather, but a lot of people came, and I think they enjoyed African music. We brought quite a lot of sun to to the day.
How did you get involved and interested in African music?
I live in South Africa for 3 years, and basically I just loved African music. I love the people there and the vibe. So, yeah, this is the kind of music I really like to do.
I suppose there are many kinds of music that people play in South Africa. What kind of music do you play?
I played Miriam Makeba songs. Miriam Makeba was a South African artist who was known like Mama Africa. And this lady was very interesting person because she was fighting against apartheid, and basically she used the biggest weapon what she had, and was her voice, you know, to basically tell people what is going on there and how important it is to help people there.
Are these issues still alive and sort of topical in South Africa?
Well, I think the situation changed, you know, because apartheid is not there anymore, but I think that it's still in the heart of the people, you know, especially black people, that they know what was happening. And I don't know, what I want to do with my music, it's basically to say to other people that it's very important how we treat each other, and it's not important which color we have.
You said you lived in South Africa for 3 years. How did you end up there?
Well, I lived there with my boyfriend, so it was kind of not interesting story.
You studied music singing in South Africa. How did that go?
Yeah, it was cool because South African vocal teachers are a little bit different than our teachers. Everything is more about feelings there than about, you know, to hitting right notes or something like that.
Your band, MAT, do you have South African players as well?
Or no. I found the musicians, like, basically they are my friends, and they are kind of people who have same feelings about this music like me. So, and MAT means Mama Africa Tribute Band. I sing in English, I sing in Zulu and Xhosa.
And how do Czech people react to that?
Well, because my program is, or my concerts are kind of educational as well, because I'm trying to tell people about every song, why the song was basically composed and what I'm singing about, you know, because they don't understand. So, yeah, they're quite cool with that.
Before you became interested and involved in South African music, you appeared in what you call Old Prague cabarets.
Yeah.
What made you take part in this kind of shows? Because, you know, these are very different from what you're doing now.
Yes, well, I was living in Czech Republic and I always enjoy singing and always enjoy performing. So I just put a program together, you know, it was basically for foreign visitors of Prague. And it was fun, but After a few years playing this program, I was kind of like, I really wanted to say something with my singing, you know. Mm. And this was fun, you know. So this is why African music is so important for me, because I can say some messages which are very important for people here.
Are you planning to do your own music as well, or are you just going to rely on Mama Africa?
Well, I'm planning to do my own music as well.
Thank you. band are involved or part of this project, organized with help of the South African Embassy in Prague, to help raise money for a school in Johannesburg. Can you tell us about the project?
Well, it won't be in Johannesburg, it will be in KwaZulu-Natal. I found the preschool there, which is basically 90% of the kids who are in preschool are orphans. And for me, I found that the biggest issue in South Africa is that it's not enough education there. You know, people don't have money to get educated. And I think that this is the biggest problem there, you know. So I would like to support this preschool and these kids that they can actually get the proper education.
Well, when Czechs hear about South Africa, it's usually something negative, either something about violence and crime, or perhaps about the fugitive Czech businessman Radovan Krejčíř, who seems to be based there. What's life like in South Africa? What was it like for you?
For me, you know, a lot of people are asking about the crime, and everybody is saying, well, it's very dangerous there. Nothing bad happened to me there, so I cannot say. But I had really beautiful life there. I really like the people and the vibration of African people, so I can't say.
Would you say that, because Czech Republic also seems to be going through a difficult stage, of course, on a very entirely different scale than South Africa was, but, you know, the relations between the majority of Czechs and some of the minorities, particularly the Romani minority, the relations are very difficult in the Czech Republic. Do you think that Czechs could learn something from South Africans?
Well, that is very difficult, you know. I think that from what I want to say to people, it's really how we need to treat each other, you know, and it really doesn't matter which color we have or, you know, if we poor or rich or, you know. So I think that we can learn from each other, you know, but I won't say that, you know, Czech people can learn from South Africans.
Have you actually played this music in South Africa or you just perform here?
I just perform here. It's quite strange because in South Africa I won the competition, singing competition there, and I was singing Czech songs there, and they really like it. And when I came back, I basically missed South African music, and I said, well, this is really what I want to do. And it was also very nice for me because, how I said, I'm singing mainly Maria Makeba songs. And when I lived in Johannesburg for like 6 months, I actually met this lady, but I didn't know that it's her. So for me now, it's really nice that I actually met my idol. I didn't know, but I had the opportunity to meet the lady.
And did she have a chance to hear you cover her songs?
No, unfortunately not.
So what are your plans for the immediate future? Are there any possibilities for people in Prague or anywhere else in the Republic to come and see your show?
Yes, well, we will have a performance on 27th of this month, and other plans are I'm actually going to South Africa on the start of October, where I will be performing with Zululand Gospel Choir. And we are going to make a CD together and performances over there.
And are you planning some kind of tour, perhaps, of the Republic with the choir as well?
Yes. We want to make a CD first and introduce it to people here, and after we would like to do some shows.
I was talking there to the singer Lucie Kostelecka.